And we're back on Downtown. Another big weekend of Maine Black Bear hockey coming up. A border battle with the Bears and the New Hampshire Wildcats. And to tell us all about it, from the Whittemore Center down at UNH, Maine Sportscaster of the Year and the voice of the Black Bears, John Shields. Hi there, John.
Hi, Rich. Good afternoon. Yeah, here at Whittemore Center, ready to go for this big border battle matchup. Sellout crowd. It's been sold out for a couple weeks here tonight and tomorrow, so everybody around here in Durham is excited. You can feel the calm before the storm here tonight in the rink right now.
And as you were telling me, much to my chagrin, absolutely no problem with you getting your equipment set up and making a connection.
Yeah, immediately connected. And I don't know if that's just a hockey bias here or what. If they take care of hockey and they look down on football, I don't know. I don't know what that could be.
I think it's two trips in a row to Durham that I've ended up doing a game on a cell phone.
But let's move on.
Yeah. Look, I know it's not you because you would at least make sure your dad could connect, and he had trouble.
He did have trouble, and I was involved in that too. That took a while to get that working. So he ended up connecting, but it wasn't easy. Next time the football team plays here in Durham, I will make the trip with you if I can.
Right, that sounds good. Well, let's talk about this weekend's game. Big one for both teams here. Maine, number 7 in the country. UNH at number 19. This New Hampshire team struggled in the conference, 7-8-1, but they've played very well at the Whittemore Center.
Yeah, they're a good team here, as they always are. But they've struggled as of late in their last 7 games. They've got 2 wins, so they're 2-5 in their last 7. And last weekend, they lost 2 games. They lost at Boston College and at Merrimack, but you know, most recently here they beat Merrimack 3-1. But last weekend, a couple of losses, 6-1 to BC and 3-1 to Merrimack, both on the road. So they'll be looking to you know, get a little revenge here, especially at home and in Hockey East play. So a little bumpy road as of late for them. They've struggled, but they do play really well here at the Whittemore Center, and especially just like Maine, in front of a big home crowd that always pumps up the home team. And like I said, a sellout here anticipated tonight.
And, of course, for the Black Bears, so much on the line. Maine, number 6 in the pairwise rankings. And right now, I believe, with a 4-point lead over both UMass and Providence for 3rd place in the conference.
Yeah, and right now, you know, Maine just doesn't need to worry about BU or BC, who are 1st and 2nd. Don't even worry about them. They just need to keep focused on winning games. And if they continue to win the games they're playing in, that will – everything will take care of itself. But, you know, they don't need to be trying to chase BU and BC, in my opinion. They might be, those teams aren't out of reach. But right now, I think if you're the Black Bears, you got to win and get points in these last weekends to secure that first round bye and then the home playoff game on Saturday, which is what will happen if they finish top 4. And as you mentioned, they're in 3rd right now. And I think they have a definite possibility to finish 3rd, if not 2nd, if things do go their way. But just focus on what they need to do to get points here this weekend at New Hampshire.
Was that a bit of a lost opportunity last Saturday night?
Yeah, I think, you know, especially 18 penalty minutes in game number 2 against Providence. That's just a crazy number for a team that has been pretty disciplined all year, and a lot of penalties in that game. And yeah, I think they end up with 4 out of the 6 points because, you know, they got 3 points on the win on Friday and then 1 point in the overtime loss. So definitely 2 points left on the table, maybe even 1, but tough to not come out with every single point that you can. And for Providence, it was a big overtime win for them. That's huge for the Friars, and that could come back and pay dividends for them come playoff time.
We're talking with John Shields here on Downtown. What's the biggest challenge for the Black Bears against UNH this weekend?
I think we're going to have to see if they can shake off the whistles, if they can stay out of the box and play a little more disciplined. You know, Providence was a good matchup for them, but you can't take undisciplined penalties, which is what happened on Saturday night. So the biggest test for them is themselves. Can they buckle down and not take silly penalties and not give the Wildcats an opportunity with a man advantage? You know, obviously we saw all the way back to Northeastern a couple weeks ago, 5-minute major, the Huskies scored 3 power play goals. So when you give these teams in Hockey East a chance on the power play, they're going to find ways to score. So that's something Maine, you know, wants to definitely shake off this weekend.
And of course, for the Black Bears, well, they're back to where they were a number of years ago when they're one of those teams that everybody circles on their calendar. I mean, it would always be a great rivalry with New Hampshire, but now Maine sitting up there in the catbird seat at number three. This is a team the Wildcats want to knock off, not just to get some points, but to get some of that Northern New England superiority.
Of course, and it also would help New Hampshire's RPI. They're 19th right now in the national poll, so that's a bubble team. The top six teams make the tournament. New Hampshire on that bubble, so a win here tonight, a couple of wins this weekend for New Hampshire puts them right back in the mix for an at-large bid. So these are humongous games for UNH, and as a team that has struggled, then there's no better way to bounce out of that with a couple wins at home against a highly ranked opponent. So, yeah, they've got a lot on the line this weekend.
All right, so as far as crowds go, you mentioned sold out both games this weekend. How, on the raucous, wild, into the game scale, how do the Whittemore Center fans compare with the jam-packed Alphon fans?
They're one step below, but which is pretty impressive. This place can get very, very loud. Last year we were here, just how the schedule worked out. The Maine played two games here last year, and it was standing room only, and they sold a lot of standing room tickets. I remember looking over my shoulder and having several people I didn't know pretty much in my personal space watching the game. they were just packing everybody in everywhere they could. So it makes for a fun atmosphere. This is what we want when we're covering sports and being fans, is you want these games that mean something and are important contests. So it's going to be fun here for sure.
All right, 7 o'clock both nights?
Yeah, 7 o'clock both nights, and tonight across on the radio. And I believe the game is also on Nesson, too. So for fans who want to tune in, they have opportunity to do that.
I would only do that if it's synced up so your voice matched the call, because I want my John Shields when I'm watching Black Bear hockey. I don't need to hear anybody else.
Well, I appreciate that. We just want as many ears and eyeballs as we can on this team, because it's been a fun year and they deserve the support.
Absolutely. Well, good luck tonight and tomorrow. Have a couple of great broadcasts. Bring home some wins, and congratulations on being much better at setting up equipment than I am.
I got lucky. Thank you.
All right. See you, Johnny. That's John Shields, the voice of Black Bear Hockey, with us here on Downtown. Our Black Bear reports are brought to you by ClearPoint Capital. Call Mike Toole at 307-77-1-8.